This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Congressman Devin Nunes, who is in Washington to confront the next round of negotiations over the Biden agenda. This is all very indistinct language. I'm using it because I want to cover a large amount of news these last weeks. There are two bills. One is called the Infrastructure Bill. The other one is called, well, in effect, it's the Biden agenda, having to do with entitlements and generosity by our state. That's the $3.5 trillion that the president these days is saying will not be 3.5, but will be less than that. However, the question of when and how is not answered. In these last hours, we have various reports. They're anecdotes. They don't add up to anything other than, for example, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is said to be in Delaware, or was in Delaware, to negotiate with the president and the majority leader, Mr. Schumer of New York. There was also a remark by Nancy Pelosi on television, on CNN. I think we're pretty much there now, referring to the Biden agenda, and also to the intention of the Democratic leadership to vote on these bills either simultaneously or in some important order. I get lost. So I come to you, Devin. We've been waiting for weeks. We waited for the month of September, and nothing happened. Now we've waited for pretty much the whole of October, and nothing has happened yet. What is it that is the struggle? I know it's not about the Republican Party, because you're not invited to the table. What is the struggle within the Democratic Party, as you understand?
Well, let me unpack this a little bit for you, John. So a lot of people are getting confused about all of these different bills that are going crazy. So first of all, you start with the annual budget. So this has nothing to do with that. So we're already going to spend $4 trillion this year. Right now, they couldn't get an agreement. They passed a temporary spending measure that takes us to December. I don't know if they'll get a final agreement on that, but if they don't get a final agreement, what we end up with is what's called a continuing resolution. It's essentially on autopilot, because if you don't fund it, the government shuts down and everything melts down, right? So you've got $4 trillion in spending that is ongoing. That's things like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all the basic programs. Okay, that will get funded at some point or on a three-month extension. Earlier this year, they passed something called COVID relief. People may remember, some of your listeners may remember, because it had the famous Biden little whispering fiasco where he said $1.9 trillion, and bragging about the money that he's going to use. That's the Biden slush fund. They passed that. It was supposedly COVID relief. It was a lie. It was 90%+ not COVID relief. It's just a stockpile of cash for the Biden administration to dole out to their friends. I'll take people back to the Obama administration said he had to pass a stimulus bill. And that a lot of that money ended up being wasted and totally corrupt on battery plants like Solyndra that was all awarded to their friends. That money has been allocated. It's sitting there essentially at the White House, for lack of a better description. But that's an additional $400 to $500 billion that they'll have to allocate out, over the next, each year over the next 4 years, you know, for so-called shovel ready type of projects, but it's really just completely corrupt. So we're going to have that spending, roughly $4.5+ trillion, that's already cooked and baked into the books. Okay. So now let me take you to the infrastructure bill that did get some support that came out of the United States Senate. It's roughly a cost of, and this has been something that's been pent up for a long time. It's roughly a cost of about $1 trillion. And that's $1 trillion, I believe, over 10 years. Republicans in the House, for the most part, don't support it. McConnell and company said, look, we'll pass this, but we're not going to help you with anything else, including the debt limit. So that bill passed the Senate. The House doesn't have the votes to pass it. Then it brings us to what is really, you know, sometimes defined as has a lot of different names. But essentially, I think, John, you said it better than I would say it. This is the complete Biden agenda all in one big casserole, just all thrown in and all mixed together with policies that range from the gambit of IRS spying, essentially allowing the IRS, doubling the size of people that work at the IRS, to be able to go into everyone's bank accounts to see if you're telling the truth on your tax returns. This is a very dangerous step. We can get into that later, but you've heard about it before. But then it goes into rewarding all of their green cult energy, Green New Deal, climate change, global warming, reward all those people with special deals, raising taxes across the board on people, and then also adding a bunch of new programs to Medicare. There's free tuition for junior college, which is a little bit bizarre because, John, with 11 million jobs available out there, 8 million people unemployed, junior college is typically a place that's very, very reasonable. I sat on a junior college board for 6 years as an elected official. I went to junior college before I went on to 4-year and graduate school, and it's a really affordable program, even in California. So the whole idea why we would just make it free, run from Washington, I have absolutely no idea. It's extremely dangerous because it's just more takeover by left-wingers to promote woke culture, critical race theory, and everything else. The more, if you're paying for everything from Washington, guess what? The freak show swamp in Washington with 95% Democrats will take it all over, and you'll have wokeness spread throughout the country. It's the only possible reason they could want to have, pay for everybody's junior college. And look, I'm missing a whole bunch of programs, but you get the picture. They're throwing everything in at once, because they feel that this is their one bite at the apple. My guess is because Pelosi knows she'll be on permanent vacation soon and they're not going to keep control of the House. They may lose the Senate. Who knows? But this is not a way to package something together. If you go back to, typically bills pass big major pieces of legislation, pass one bill at a time, right? If you have a tax bill, like when the Trump tax cuts went through, that was essentially all tax code issues. They didn't throw in all sorts of other things. Even Obamacare, as bad as that was, specifically just to add another 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 million people onto a government-paid program. It didn't have all sorts of other programs in it. So they're doing something they're trying to do something that has no, there's no example of it in history. That's why people call it 3.5, that it's really a $5.5 trillion spending bonanza, or spending orgy, as I've called it. And I don't know if they have the votes yet or not. So now they're looking at doing gimmicks now, is the bottom line, John. They're trying to put gimmicks together and say, oh, well we're going to do a $2 trillion price tag now. So look, a trillion here, a trillion there. Nobody knows what the hell's going on. The best way I can define it is it's one big left-wing casserole that right now, John, has not been baked, but they're trying to bake it.
Final question, Devin. Is there some reason they must pass it by Halloween, or is that an arbitrary consideration that they're creating for a television audience?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of they're kind of governing by Baghdad Bob style. If you remember, Baghdad Bob was the famous guy when Saddam Hussein was being attacked back in the first Gulf War. Bombs were exploding back behind him, and he was sitting there saying, there's nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Everything is normal. That's essentially how they're governing here, right? I mean, they own the media. They own the propaganda machine here. They own the social media companies that censor the hell out of everybody. But look, at the end of the day, you can't cover up, $7 gasoline in California. So what they're doing that's just a few days from now. I think what they're going to do is say they have an agreement to get an agreement. And what this is about, it's about one thing and one thing only. The governor's race of Virginia, where you have the old political hack, Clinton machine hack McAuliffe, who was a previous governor here. In Virginia, you can only serve one term. When you're the governor of Virginia, you're essentially tightly tied to Washington, D.C., because you border it. And he is now slipping in the polls, and he's continued to crumble. And this is a state that I believe, typically we call it a a blue state. It's been a while since we've had a Republican anybody in Virginia, at least from the Republican Party standpoint. So that's what it's about. That election is the first Tuesday in November, and I think they are panicking, so they want to put together a Baghdad Bob-style presentation that, hey, we got everything done. It's going to be great. Everybody's going to like it. I don't think they're going to get there, but they're going to pretend that they're there would be my guess. I don't know. Maybe they'll get it by the weekend, but I just don't see, even if they got it, how do you pass it? I mean, it takes the Senate a long time to pass anything. So it doesn't seem practical. And look, it's really not believable because they've been saying this for a while, except that I do believe, John, at the end of the day, they will pass something. Because they're going to all feel pressured to do it, and they'll continue chasing Senator Sinema and Manchin around in the bathroom or on their boats until they get their votes.
Congressman Devin Nunes, podcaster Devin Nunes, author Devin Nunes, Countdown to Socialism, Californian Devin Nunes, and Halloween celebrant Devin Nunes, all waiting for Mischief Night and then Halloween and then All Saints Day. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.